A leading historian says she's devastated by the demolition of the White House East Wing, the traditional base of America's first ladies, to make way for a new $300 million ballroom. The East Wing, home to the office of the first lady since Eleanor Roosevelt's time, has been torn down under President Donald Trump's renovation plans. Catherine Sibley, a history professor at St. Joseph's University in Pennsylvania, says the decision shows disregard for the legacy of first ladies who used the space to promote humanitarian causes and social reform.
I was devastated. I was really devastated. I was, because we had heard that they were going to save this building, and now it seems they didn't. And I don't know why they couldn't have saved the building and built the ballroom. I mean, there was space, maybe built a slightly smaller ballroom, maybe build it off to the side. But to me, the devastating piece of it was not so much the building, but the attitude kind of behind the destruction, which basically said that the first lady's work doesn't really matter to this administration.
Professor Sibley says she hopes the White House will rebuild an East Wing worthy of the role future first spouses continue to play in American public life.